Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
And a very good afternoon and welcome to Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire. My name is Richard Shawright, your guide for another busy Sunday of action in the world of sport. Three games in the Premier League today. There's international cricket. There's a historic game of rugby league, which our man Matt Horton has arrived at. I went to watch the football yesterday, so we'll talk about that. And we'll get the reaction from yesterday's games as well. But as ever, we start with this morning's back pages, which are dominated by things Mancunian. Manchester United and City dominating most of the pages following their draws in the Premier League yesterday. The Rue Beauty is the headline on the Daily Mirror, or the Sunday Mirror, I guess. After Wayne Rooney surpassed Sir Bobby Charlton as United's top goal scorer of all time by getting a dramatic late equaliser at Stoke, the Sun Saves manager Jose Mourinho held him as a legend. Now, I don't want to, you know, play to the gallery, if you will. I mean, you know, Leeds United commentary and stuff, Radio Yorkshire. But is it an historic moment for football or an historic moment for Manchester United when someone breaks the record there? It's like, all these records in football that seem to appear from nowhere. It's like, oh, Chelsea have equaled Spurs' record, the record of a number of games won in the Premier League. It's like, no, no. It's like Jamie Vardy's scoring record. No one knew until like a couple of games before he was going to break it. Is anyone really that bothered about who the club's top scorer is at another club than your own? Pushy Pep is the main headline in the Mirror as well. The person who's written the script has only read the Mirror today. We suggest City boss Pep Guardiola was furious his side weren't given a penalty in their draw with Spurs and demanded talks with referee chief Mike Riley. The Sunday Express says he's promised to never give up. It's like John Cena. Da, 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 doing the hand gesture now. Oh, it's no, you can't see me in it. On winning the Premier League title this season, even though the result means they stay outside the top four. Dun, 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 dun. The Observer says Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp blamed defensive mistakes for their shock defeat to struggling Swansea. Plays the manager. Elsewhere, the Sunday Times suggests leaders Chelsea remain open to the possibility of selling Diego Costa to a Chinese club if they can get £130 million for him. What? The People claims Dimitri Payet could be sent on loan to Nice by West Ham as Marseille still refusing to meet the asking price of the player. So he could be alongside Mario Balotelli away from football. The Mail on Sunday leads with claims in a film released in the US that Russian President Vladimir Putin is a very nice guy. That's what Donald Trump tells me. And he knew nothing about the doping of his athletes. Just like how Theresa May or may not know what happened with that nuclear warhead. And the Sunday Telegraph says England rugby union head coach Eddie Jones has been working with Dylan Hartley on his tackling in an effort to reduce the number of red cards his captain receives. That may be just a waste of time, Ed. I don't know. Those are this morning's back page, which of course have missed the fact that Andy Murray has gone out of the tennis. He's lost to Misha Zverev. So there you go, 3-1. So Andy Murray's dreams of winning the Australian Open over. So there's him not winning Sports Personality of the Year. Not that, of course, we care about that here on Radio Yorkshire.
Sport, music and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
And history will be made this afternoon at the KCOM Stadium in the wonderful city of culture, Waddy's Hall, because we're going to see the first ever official game of the Toronto Wolfpack. And they're ready to watch the black and whites versus the, well, just black-shirted Torontonians. Is Matt Horton.
It's more the lime yellow Hull FC against the black-shirted Torontonians today.
Well, I guess there would be a clash.
Yeah, and it's Hull FC who've made the change this afternoon.
Well, I don't think... Do Toronto have an away kit yet? I don't think we've seen it.
No, they don't, no. Welcome to the City of Culture.
Yes.
A grey and miserable City of Culture today.
No change there, then?
No. They're not expecting many, to be honest, because obviously live TV coverage doesn't help.
Yeah.
But they've put a pretty strong side out, Hull.
I thought this would be a game which would probably get, catch a bit of attention, because if I was in Hull, I'd go to see Toronto. Just they're going to be a novelty, aren't they?
Yeah.
For a long time.
Now. Yeah, they are. And there's only two sides of the KCOM open this afternoon as well. They've only opened the east and west, so there's going to be no fans behind the posts either. So
not many travelling support there.
No. But more importantly today, Rich, it's the first chance to see Albert Kelly and Mark Snead playing together. Oh. They are apparently going to get the first 40 minutes together as the Toronto players come out for their first warm-up.
I guess we pretty much know the big names from Toronto, but I guess we're going to see some of those players who we will see earn their contracts on their reality TV programme as well.
Yeah, it's the people like Blake Wallace and Rhys Jacks who are the unknown for me in this Toronto side this afternoon. Ryan Burrow's another one. But the most of them, they've all played Championship, Super League and everything else. James Lathwaite, it's a big day for him today. He's not played since breaking his leg at St Helens in Warrington colours back in 2015. Didn't play first grade at all last year, James Lathwaite. So this is a big day back for him in his recovery from that broken leg as well. Still for Hull, no Danny Houghton, no Gareth Ellis, no Scott Taylor. So they've not gone full strength, and Radders has said that they are only going to play the first 40 minutes as well. Their focus is definitely on Salford next Sunday afternoon. Toronto, well, names. Quentin Lala, Tonga guy at fullback. Johnny Pownall, who was at Lee. Craig Hall, who Scoy thinks he's going to score 100 tries this year. Greg Worthington also played at Lee. Liam Kay was at Lee. The halfbacks, don't know him, Blake Wallace and Rhys Jacks. Up front, Adam Sidlow, signed from the former Bradford Bulls club. Bob Bezic was at Lee. Jake Emmett was at Lee. Andrew Dixon was at Lee. You can tell, who's the coach of this side? Oh yeah, that'd be Paul Rowley. So,
Radio Yorkshire calling Paul Rowley.
Yes, so you can kind of guess the kind of people he's gone for.
And the kind of style of play they will...
Yeah, they'll be very physical up front, and they'll look to shift it about, won't they? So,
well, I guess that's what you'd expect from some of the players who've come through the reality ramps or whatever. It's going to be about physicality because they've still got to learn the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a difference with playing in... I mean, Fui Fui Moimoi is out there, but he's not been named on the team sheet, so... we don't even know if the team sheet's right now. I can see Fui Fui warming up. But he's not down here on the team sheet. So
I once did reports on a friendly between Wakefield and Emily and Barnsley at Bellevue. I had to do it for the radio station in Barnsley because their reporter couldn't be bothered to do it. And Brilliantly, got a team sheet and everything, but Barnsley decided to turn up without numbers on the back of their shirt. So that was quality broadcasting.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. So at least you've got the advantage of at least Fui Fui Moimoi fairly recognisable. Yes. Even I could pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah, you can't miss Fui, to be fair to him, but it's not that cold a day here in Hull, to be honest. The big, nice, warm super dry jacket's out, obviously, but it's decent. It's sparse. I mean, they were only 7,000 here for the derby a couple of weeks ago, so they'll be lucky to get 3,000 here today, I think. And some Hull fans are very critical of the 6,300 that Ryan Hall pulled to Headingley on Friday night, but given that, it doesn't seem to be too bad.
What do we think today is going to be like, then? A bit of a... extending training outfit for Hull.
I worry the first half might be a blowout, given the starting side Hull have got out there today. Quickly, it's Shaw, Fanua, Tuamavave, Griffin, Talanoa, Kelly and Sneed, and you'd expect that to be their number one back line. Bit weaker in the props. Liam Watts gets his first run of the year. Chris Green and Dean Hadley complete the front row. Danny Washbrook, Jordan Lane in the second row, and Jordan Thompson at loose forward for Hull. So, yeah, he's got the full strength back line out. You'd expect that to be lining up at Wakefield in 3 weeks' time, is it?
Indeed. Looking forward to it. It'd be remiss of me not to, as you've mentioned it, the game on Friday, Leeds versus Hull KR. Comfortable scoreline in the end for the Rhinos, but it sounded like Tim Sheens was fairly happy with the way the Rovers played in as they build up for that big game against Bradford.
Yeah, he was pretty happy. He was happy but disappointed at the same time, if there is such a thing. He was disappointed at the way that they handled the ball and used the ball. He said we didn't play well enough ball in hand, but defensively they looked all right. They lost Jordan Abdul early doors, which had a big effect on what they tried to do as well. But in essence, after seeing them here a couple of weeks ago, they looked like a Championship seed. They actually looked like a Championship side on Friday night. They're up against a Super League side, and what it is with Super League sides is time and speed that you've got to do things. And they had that here against Hull a couple of weeks ago because they were essentially playing an under-23 side. Today, on Friday night at Leeds, they didn't have that luxury, and it showed. Ellis and Abdul, when he was still out there, didn't have the time at half-back to get the backs going, and Hull KR really, really did struggle. But as for Leeds, well... I'm predicting them 7th, and I saw nothing on Friday night that's going to change my mind.
I'm still of the opinion that for Hull KR the biggest challenge they've got this season is getting into some kind of, I don't know, form's not the right word, because I expect them to win every game almost, but to be ready to face the Super League teams when the middle eights come.
But with the beauty of it now is Hull KR, they've spent well under the cap, so they've got chance to recruit in for the Super 8s. And do they go with the attitude of, well, it's not a question of finishing top, it's a question of finishing in the top four, because obviously everything starts from scratch again, doesn't it? So that's what we might see. They might see Hull KR maybe going a little underdone and think, well, we only need to finish in the top four, then we go again and see where we go from there.
And switching codes, the one with a couple of extra blokes on, you in Scarborough yesterday,
yes.
Which is always a great place to be in mid-January.
Yeah. Yes, it was lovely. It was freezing cold, and it was that horrible fine rain that soaks you through. And it was.
You've got the right accent for saying that as well.
Wasn't the best game. It was, no. But fair play to Yorkshire Carnegie yesterday. 10-0 down with 20 minutes left, and managed to get a couple of meat pies and steal the win and qualify them for the quarterfinals of the British and Irish Cup.
Which, of course, is a competition that no one really cares about, but everyone pretends to.
Yes, that's the one, yeah. It's the one that could be a distraction in their promotion charge.
It's far more important, especially in terms of cash. But
They got to the final last year, didn't they, where they came unstuck against London Welsh. It was should have been all about Kevin that day, but
of course
it didn't happen for him, did it?
I think it was the year before Doncaster got to the final. I get confused with these things.
Yeah, I think Yorkshire Carnegie made the final twice. The previous time, I think they played Leinster A, and that was away though, and they got thoroughly beaten that night as well. So
Leinster A, the British and Irish Cup, rugby union's equivalent to the Checker Train Trophy.
It feels a bit like that, yeah, because, I mean, obviously Yorkshire play their home games on the road, so they played at Selby, Pontefracton yesterday all the way up. I mean, don't get me wrong, Scarborough Rugby Club is a very nice facility.
Sure it is,
a lovely facility. Nice little ground, electronic scoreboard.
Hey.
Yeah.
And they've got got one of those at Bellevue.
And they've got four pitches as well, so it is a good operation.
I grew up as a child in Selby. I didn't know they had a rugby union club when I was there, anyway.
Yeah, you go past it on the train, I think. I think you can see it from the train as you traverse through. I see you were on your travels yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah, I was at Sheffield United. Because I don't know if I've revealed this on air or not properly, but I entered a competition on Facebook before Christmas, and I ended up winning a season ticket for Sheffield United.
Oh, so you're just putting it to some news.
Yeah, so it's the first time I've had the chance to go because, you know, sports broadcasters, we tend to work at weekends.
Yeah.
So I don't really get the chance to go watch football. So yeah, I just went yesterday and 2-2 draw. They should have absolutely battered them. Well, they batter them.
Is it one season ticket or did you win a pair?
No, just one. So I'm sorry,
that's
not good, is it? Behind the goal.
I was going to say, at least if you had a pair, you've got a ready-made quiz prize to give out every now and then, haven't you?
But
do you want to go and see Sheffield United?
No. But I was just there signing the goal. I think the bloke next to me, who's obviously had an empty seat next to him all season, was a bit perturbed by the fact that some big fella's coming. There's not much leg room in the cop.
No, I can imagine. It's very much like Elland Road, isn't it? Room's a premium in there at times.
But a very nice seat, halfway. Up. I mean, if I was a fan, that'd be a great place to. If I was a fan, I'd be in great place to sit. But I think they need a bit more extra leg. Yeah, we're used to, you know, proper press boxes and, you know, being fed and
stuff. Or supers if you come here.
Yeah. Although, in fairness, they did hand out free pasties by the company who I won the competition with yesterday, so it wasn't all bad.
That's not too bad, then, is it?
Well, Matt, I'll let you enjoy the great dance music build-up there at the KCOM.
Yes.
And we'll catch up again at full-time.
Yes, you will, unless I get a chance at half-time, but no, because we'll be having some 90s.
Yeah, we're going back to the 90s. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can dial in if you want, but you can talk to yourself.
Yeah. No, it'll be right. I've got Scott Taylor with me this afternoon, so that should be fun and good.
Oh, good stuff. Well, yes. You enjoy the company of Scott, and we shall catch up with you at full-time.
No problem, Rich. Speak to you later.
Matt Horton there live from the KCOM Stadium ahead of that historic match between Hull FC and the Toronto Wolfpack.
Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire.
Straight to Hell, brackets part two. I think I've heard part one. I just immediately then thought of another song that's called XYZ part two, and then realised it's not a song you can mention on the radio anymore because of who sung it. But anyway. Still hearing of the ice hockey in America. They don't know. They don't know. Speaking of the Americans, apparently Toronto Wolfpack, who are tweeting throughout their game with Hull today, Fufu Moi Moi, scored their second ever try. Although it is a friendly, so I don't think it officially counts. And apparently hashtag FFMM is now an official hashtag, as is COYWP. So it seems that Wolfpack, even though it's one word, they're splitting it as two. We need to get this officially sorted before the start of the season. Right, it's almost 3:30, which means for the final time this series, it's time for this. I played the Amiga version of Sporting Triangles this week. And one of the questions was, name the most northerly rugby league club in Yorkshire. Unfortunately, with the computer answered it and said Leeds, which of course is not right. I think the game came out about 89, so the answer probably would have been Rydale York. There's one for the teenagers. And our question this week is rugby league related. And it regards three clubs. There are only three clubs in history who won all four cups. We're not counting the current one, which apparently Wikipedia does, which is Challenge Cup, Super League, League Leaders Shield, World Club Challenge. No, not having that at all. So, it has to be the team that won all four cups available to them, which were the Challenge Cup, the Championship, and the County League and Cup, either Lancashire or Yorkshire, of course. At @radio_Yorkshire, tweet us the three teams that did, and you win nothing. Although, apparently I am a winner, because I asked on Twitter earlier, and you can still vote, are the top 10 in the Championship better than the bottom 10 in the Premier League? And Ewan's tweeted, winner for worst question of 2017. I didn't think it was that bad.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
We need to head back to the KCOM Stadium because it's all over in Toronto's first official game. Although, do we count friendlies as official games? We don't, do we?
Well, yeah, it's the first 13-a-side game they've had. So yeah, it is technically their first official game, unless it's. But you could be pedantic and say it's their second game after the team they turned out at Brigarris Rangers a few weeks ago. But Hull FC have won by 26-20 here this afternoon. Posed plenty of questions though by Paul Rowley's side this afternoon. They went behind it, Hull FC. Blake Wallace got the first ever try for the Toronto Wolfpack, scoring under the post. Craig Hall Gold, and it was 6-0 after 12 minutes, but three tries in 7 minutes from Albert Kelly, Jamie Shaw and Maher Fanua, with two goals from Mark Sneed, put FC 16-6 up. And then probably the man they'd all come to see, Fui Fui Moi Moi, crashed over there under the post. Hall Gold 16-12, but Fanua's second 6 minutes before the break put the black and whites in at half time by 20-12. Toronto made much the better start to the second half. Hull FC basically changed their full team at half time, more or less. Johnny Pownall and Liam Kerr crossing in the first 10 minutes to level things up before a mistake allowed Nick Rawsthorne to get in at the corner. Curtis Norton Gold off sideline, and 26-20 it finished in favour of the black and whites. Rich,
good hit out for both sides.
Yeah. I think Paul Rowley will get a lot out of that. I mean, Adam Sidlaw, who's hardly trained for Bradford since joining the Wolfpack, put a really big stint in for him today. He looks really good. They look good. I think they need a couple of halfbacks, Toronto. No offence to Reece Jackson, Blake Wallace. I think they just need a bit more of an experienced halfback. They've certainly got the forward pack with Sidlaw, Bezic and Emmett, Dixon and Lathwaite and Jack Bussey. That's more than adequate for the level they're at. It's probably a decent pack at Championship level as well, is that. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't think they'll lose all season. Not a prayer. But I don't think, as Scoey reckoned, Craig Hall will score 100 tries.
In fairness, I agreed with him. Well, we'll see how they go. Obviously, it's an interesting experiment, a novelty and all that we were talking about earlier. But we'll let you head off into the warm, see if there's any of that soup left there at the KCOM. And I guess the new season's almost here. How excited are you for it?
3 weeks away. Can't wait, Rich. Can't
2 weeks,
wait.
Matt. 2 weeks, Matt. Hull KR Bradford. Championship.
Hull KR Bradford. Why did the Championship start the week before?
It does, yeah. I didn't realise either.
Does it? Oh,
because Super League starts a week later because they're all off to Dubai.
Because they've got that double weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, because they're off to Dubai, aren't they? Which they're not off to Dubai.
They've had that trip to Dubai for all the England players, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, well, I'm well up for Hull KR Bradford. Well up for Hull KR Bradford. Are we going to do that one, Rich?
Of course we are.
Excellent. Put my name down.
you go get warm, and we'll catch up.
I'm all right,
you
Rich. I've got to be honest, Rich. I've fully prepared for the elements today.
I have to say, having because you saw me at Coventry during the Four Nations.
Yes,
when
that
foolishly
was
I was cold.
Yes.
Yesterday when I went to the football, fully warmed up. Oh, I was toasty warm, too warm. But better to be too warm than too cold.
Yeah, it's easy to take layers off than have to put layers on when you haven't got them. I think that's the phrase I'm looking for, isn't it? I think the only thing Toronto do need at the moment, Rich, is a halfbacks. I think if they're short in any department, they're short in the halfback department at the moment. So,
well, unfortunately for them, Bradford's halfbacks have been signed up pretty soon after.
I think Dane Chisholm's still available.
Oh yeah, yes, isn't he?
He was quite scathing as well in some of his comments on social media this week as well. But, I mean, what's happened at Bradford's happened. Yes, they're on the park. They're at Huddersfield this afternoon, aren't they?
Yes.
I don't know how they're going on at the moment, but...
plenty of unknown names in the squad.
And no Leon Price, after all.
No, 12-0 Huddersfield approaching half-time there, so...
So not too bad, not too bad. No, so... Yeah, so Hull KR Bradford in a fortnight. Yes. The East Coast on a lovely February day. That's what we want to see.
It's coming back.
It is. Is there any other games that day as well?
There'll be a load of other championship games as well, I'm sure.
No doubt we can do more than one then.
I've got no idea what's going on. It's the same day as Huddersfield versus Leeds in the Football League Championship, which we're bringing you before, thanks to television, Hull KR versus Bradford in a double sporting header here on Radio Yorkshire.
Lovely. Can't wait. And then we can... Well, we can always go somewhere else and grab things as well, can't we? So
we can go wherever we want.
We can go wherever we want.
As long as we've got our passes from the RFL. Mine hasn't arrived yet.
So. Neither has mine. I might see you at the... Are you going to the Super League launch, Rich?
I'm going to the Super League launch.
I shall see
you there. On the 2nd of February, isn't it?
Yes, at Lee.
Where everyone's going. It's a full day event.
Yes, I know.
Championship and League One are there as well.
Looking forward to that. I might just have the lunch and disappear for the afternoon, though. We'll see.
I'm going to work out what questions I can ask of teams I'm never going to see all season, so that'd be a good fun.
Yeah, I'm sure we can sort it all out between us, can't we?
It'll be great fun. We can't wait. 2 weeks away from the season. And RL and RY's back on Monday nights. It's almost as if it's never
tomorrow.
Been away. Yes.
So it's not the All Sports show anymore?
No, we've got rid of that. We've thrown away the facade. I think people have seen through it and realised that we were just making it up.
As we go along.
Yeah, so now it's back... Back tomorrow, RL and RY. The only place to talk rugby league on a
Monday night.
Yeah. Brackets, unless Leeds United.
Unless they're playing brass band music as well.
No, I definitely do that, yeah. Matt, enjoy the rest of the Sunday. You've had a busy weekend of rugby.
Yes.
So go do something non-rugby now.
I think the word eat. I'm looking for. Yeah.
Go and eat. Yeah. Eat. Go get some food. Matt Hawson live from the KCOM Stadium. In the City of Culture of Hull, where they've beaten Toronto in that exciting pre-season friendly.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
I'm laughing because I'm watching the football and it's been the most mad period of stoppage time in the history of the game. I'm not lying. So it's 1-0 Arsenal, isn't it, right? And they've had a man sent off. So all they have got to do is hold on. And then a Burnley player gets fouled. And they score a penalty, so it's 1-1. And then in the 98th minute of 7, an Arsenal player gets kicked in the head by a Burnley defender. The Arsenal player, who's offside anyway, gets kicked in the head. Penalty, Sanchez scores. Arsenal lead 2-1, 98 minutes gone. Personally, now we're all hoping it just goes past 100 minutes just to see what happens to the Sky graphic. And even more dramatic news, England have won in the cricket. Yes, they have. They've won by 5 runs. What a day. What a time to be alive in this crazy world of sport. And Arsenal have won 2-1. And relax.
Sport, music and roast beef. Well, the first two will sort. Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you for joining us on the final episode of this series of Sport on Sunday Extra Time. I know. People need to, A, stop getting upset about friendly results, and B, results of polls on Facebook where you have to press like or something. Stop getting upset by these things. Earlier, asked on Twitter, has a penalty ever been, penalty taker, if we could read my own writing, ever been put off by people waving their arms behind the goal? I mean, we all do it, don't we? All the football. Move your arms around and make noises. NS Leeds said, Diana Ross, 1994, which is the correct answer. I can't really say anything further than that. Matthew tweeted, my mate Robert shouts a swear word. as he's about to kick it. That definitely works in the back of the cop and on TV. Do you shout at the telly while watching sport? Answer everyone saying at home, yes, of course we do. And Leah says, mind games pure and simple. And as an opposing fan, you can make you feel like you're doing something to help your side who conceded the penalty. Yes, like waving your arms around and acting like a Burke. Which, let's face it, that's what we all love about sport. If you want to tweet us, at @Radio_Yorkshire, the best way to do so, because that's our Twitter address. Right, for the final time this series, it's time to bring you the answer to this. There are no full episodes of Sporting Triangles on YouTube. Trust me, I've looked. There's even this bizarre snooker-based quiz show. I think it's called Pot the Question with Tom O'Connor, which is kind of like a prototype version of Big Break. But there's no full episodes of Sporting Triangles. It's very disappointing. Right, so the question we asked today, ahead of the new Rugby League season. Name the three winners of the original four cups. We're not counting the current one. So it was the winner of the Challenge Cup, the Championship, the Yorkshire or Lancashire League and Yorkshire Lancashire Cup. And, of course, the three teams to do so were Hunslet, the first team to do so in the 1907-08 season. The famed Huddersfield Team of All Talents in 1914-15. And Swinton in 1927-28. Martin Kellner's team, of course, you'll know. No other team's done it since then. Wigan won the Challenge Cup, Championship, Premiership and Regal Trophy. But we're not counting that. And certainly not the current one. Challenge Cup, Super League, League Leadership and World Club Challenge. No. So Hunslet, Huddersfield and Swinton, the only teams to have done the real clean sweep in Rugby League. And well done to Tom, who was Thomas Runner, who's the first one to tweet in with the answer. Spawning Triangle, that's it now. No more. There's no more room for it. But I'm sure it will be back in the future here on Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire. Shed a tear, everybody.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.